September 20th, Josiah Henson.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Born into slavery, Josiah refused to remain enslaved. When he was 18, he became a Christian and soon began to preach after slaving all day. He also married and had 12 children. In 1830, Josiah escaped to Canada and founded a settlement and a laborer's school for other fugitive slaves. In 1842, he founded the British American Institute, an Afro-Canadian community and industrial school, a refuge for escaped slaves.
Real strength comes from facing real weakness. Before he escaped to Canada and gained freedom for himself and his family, Josiah Henson had spent nearly four decades as a slave. While in Canada, Josiah's oldest son, Tom, had the opportunity to go to school and get an education. He learned to read, and Josiah would often ask his son to read the Bible to him to help him memorize the stories and verses he needed to preach on. One early Sunday morning before church, Tom had been reading from the Psalms and asked, "Father, who is David?" Tom was eager to learn about the Old Testament king who had written the psalm he had just read. But even though Josiah was a preacher, he had no idea who David was. It wasn't because he didn't want to know. It was because Josiah had never learned to read. And because he had never learned to read, he had never read the story of David. Josiah was afraid to admit to his son that he didn't know how to read because he didn't want Tom to think less of him. Because of this, he tried to give his son a simple answer, one that hopefully had no follow-up questions. "He was a man of God, my son," Josiah said. But the answer wasn't what Tom was looking for. He already knew David was a man of God, but Tom wanted to know where David lived and what he did. How had David become a man of God? The questions came at Josiah like a whirlwind, so any chance to avoid the real answer became impossible. After minutes of listening to Tom's pleading, he finally admitted he didn't know anything about David. But Tom saw deeper into Josiah's admission. He questioned, "Why? Father, can't you read?" Josiah felt his spirit sink. To Tom, Josiah was the very definition of what it meant to be a man. He was the leader, the protector, and the provider of his family. Admitting to his son that there was something he couldn't do was very embarrassing. But Josiah couldn't lie. He admitted the truth. He could not read. "Why not?" Tom asked curiously. Josiah responded, "Because I never had an opportunity to learn, nor anybody to teach me." Back in America, slaves were not allowed to have an education. They weren't permitted to learn anything about letters or words. Tom said, "Well, you can learn now, Father." Josiah wanted to laugh. He was nearly 50 years old. He said, "I am too old and have not time enough. There is nobody to teach me." But Tom would not accept any excuses. "Why, Father? I'll teach you. I can do it, I know. And then you'll know so much more that you will be able to talk better and preach better." Josiah was shocked at his son's persistence. He always knew that he wanted his children to be more successful in life. And it was no surprise that someone like Tom would grow up to know more than him because of better opportunities. But to learn from his own son, learn a skill that most people master in their childhood, he never expected such a turn of events. Fathers were supposed to instruct their children, not the other way around. But Josiah knew that Tom was right. Tom could help him. Their lessons began. And at first, it wasn't easy for Josiah to learn or for Tom to teach. But as the weeks and months passed, Josiah eventually learned to read. And the knowledge he acquired burned in him an even deeper passion to help others, especially those who had been denied an education because of slavery. Proverbs 4:5 says, "Get wisdom, get understanding, Do not forget my words or turn away from them. When you find that you need help, are you willing to ask for it? Real strength comes from facing real weakness.
Well, good day, 365 Christian Men. My name is Russell, and it is September 20th. And we just heard the amazing story of Josiah Henson. And what a story it is. You know, 40 years a slave and all of the challenges that he went through. And, you know, as I go through these challenges a couple times a month, and I just love doing them, I think about what is it that stands out to me? What's the message for me? And what can I relate to all of the men out there at 365 Christian Men, and what really might resonate with this group of men? And today's story was transparency. You know, Josiah couldn't read, as you know, and it was his son that called him out and said, you know, I want to know about David. Tell me why he's such a man of God. And Josiah didn't lie about it, but he was just so uncomfortable with the fact that he had to be transparent and really be vulnerable in front of his son around the area of reading and understanding. And once he learned to read and his son stepped in his path, it really resonated with me. And the timing of this was really something kind of special, because just last night, my son asked me, he said, I'm going to cook up something for dinner tonight. Would you like to help? And I said, absolutely, Joey, that would be fantastic. So he whipped up some stuff in a wok, and it was really pretty fun to watch. He taught me how to do this and what ingredients to add and how long to do this and how long to do that. And as I was going through that event with him, I kept thinking about this message, because, man, can't we just learn a lot if we agree to be taught instead of always teaching? You know, as men, you know, we're leaders in our household. We are leaders at work. And so often we're just programmed and wired to be the leader, always have the right things to say, always teaching people. So I guess the challenge, or my advice for the group today, would be, let's lean in and let's be taught, both by you know, people that we surround ourselves with, and maybe even kids as well. And I found a little scripture out of Thessalonians 5:11. It says, therefore, encourage one another and build one another up. And isn't that why we're here, guys, is to build one another up? So again, my advice today as a team is to let's just lean in and let's learn from the people that we surround ourselves, no matter what the age. And when we do that, we will find that learning is as much fun as teaching. Have a blessed day.